Deuteronomy chapter 34. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab to the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho, and Yahweh showed him all the land of Gilead, unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Yehuda, to the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, unto Zoar. And Yahweh said to him, This is the land which I swore to Abraham, unto Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your seed. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses the servant of Yahweh died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Yahweh. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. But no man knows of his sepulchre to this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor was his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel listened to him, and did as Yahweh commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like to Moses, whom Yahweh knew face to face, in all the signs and the wonders which Yahweh sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. End of chapter 34.